Welcome to Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. I'm your host, Damali Peterman. On this podcast, we invite you to share a conflict that you need help navigating, and I, along with a guest co-host, will share what we would do in that situation to help you reach your breakthrough. Welcome to the show. On today's episode, I am thrilled to have Anna King in the studio. Anna, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Damali. It is so good to be here as your guest.
This is going to be a fun day. And so I want you to know how I met Anna. Anna works for an amazing company that was providing services to a nonprofit that I worked for. And she attended one of our annual fundraisers and we became instant friends. And that was pretty much all she wrote.
Yes, it was amazing meeting Damali. It was an honor meeting her. It was an amazing event. And ever since, we've been friends.
We have. And we have so many wonderful things in common. I'll let Anna tell us more about herself, but I want you to know that she is just a woman who does it all. She's an executive administrator at Lincoln, and she'll tell us more about Lincoln Computer Services. She handles everything from IT services to cloud solutions to data care, logistics. She's a procurement specialist, and she even interned at the United Nations. And she hails all the way from the amazing country of Georgia.
Thank you, Damali, for this intro. I am from Georgia, yes, a former Soviet Union. And currently I reside here in the United States with my family. And I currently work at Lincoln IT. Lincoln IT is a managed service provider located in Long Island and Manhattan, helping businesses with their day-to-day IT needs. Lincoln IT has been a leader in the industry since 1998. We work with privately held and public companies. While we are not limited to any industry, we have strong experience in not-for-profits, healthcare, financial services, and have had great success with small and medium businesses that may not have an internal staff.
And I have seen them in action, and they are amazing. I want to give a quick shout out to Ted Sillis and also to Brian Smith for being just amazing supporters.
Yes, we do have an amazing leaders and amazing team at Lincoln IT. I'm very happy to be part of the Lincoln IT family.
Awesome. And so for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, you can simply call in our hotline and leave a message asking a question that you're contemplating. It can be a conflict and you want to have someone who's not invested in the outcome weigh in, or it could just be something that you're pondering and you just need help navigating. With a co-host on the air for the first time, we will play the message and give you some feedback as to what we would do if we were in that situation. So what do you think, Anna? How about we play the first message?
Ooh, I can't wait.
Let's do it.
You have one message. Hi there, Damali. It's Chris here. I really appreciate some help on this one. We have been very fortunate in our work lives that it's taken us all over the world as a family. But now we have been in New York for 9 years, which is the longest we've lived in one place at any one time. And while we have really enjoyed the experiences of living all over the world in Europe and Asia, now we have a son who's in school, we have a fantastic friend base, and the opportunity to explore another country has come up again. We're trying to figure through how do I get my wife, my entire family on board to the adventure that could possibly have for all of us and the benefits that could have for all of us. And my wife is really not convinced at all. I think she's very happy with everything. But it's a great opportunity from a work front. And I also think would be an amazing opportunity for our entire family to experience another country, another culture, another group of people again. So not sure how to get my wife and my family on board with this whole idea, but would love some insight from yourself and the panel. Thanks, and bye-bye.
Ooh, what a great question.
Yes, it is.
It's so awesome. And, you know, you happen to have two wives here in the studio today. And so we can perhaps give the perspective of a wife as well.
Yes, absolutely.
So it seems like a big task to move your whole family to a different country, or just to move in general. And what our caller, Chris, is looking for is just some insight and perhaps some tips for how to do that, how to convince his family who has a friend base here, who has basically established roots here, to try something different.
Right. It must be quite difficult to just move to a different country, I guess. But I think adventure is the light of life.
Yeah.
I think it would be a good thing to move and try something new. As to convincing her, that's another question.
So what would convince you? I'm sitting here thinking, like, what can my husband say that would convince me to basically leave a place where I feel established and try something new? I'm from Washington, D.C. originally. I'm not from New York originally. And so I had to come here. And so all the friends that I have, you, Anna, and others, I created this community. We created it together. And so one thing that I think would work for me is thinking about the fact, kind of a reminder that we can do this somewhere else. I can start over again and maybe not see it as starting over, but see it as an adventure, like you said, to start a new community and to dive into a new community.
Absolutely. And actually, I can say that I have been there. I lived in Georgia for 18 years, and after that, I had an opportunity to come here as a student. And I actually created, again, same thing, community, friends, family here in a totally different country. And I am very grateful for this opportunity. So I think you should take a chance. You should take a chance at something new. And if it doesn't work, you can always come back.
Always come back. And it sounds like he was saying, too, that they've lived in different places. He lived all over the world, in Europe and in Asia. And it sounds like what's also different is now they have a child. And so as mothers, too, we can appreciate how having children can really change the dynamics of a relationship and also make it more difficult to get up and move somewhere else. And so I was just thinking about that. One, to your point, we've done it before. I would say to you, Chris, one thing that you can tell your wife is remind her that, you know, it's always new and an adventure and fun to start a new community and to dive into a new location, new atmosphere, new cuisines, new restaurants. Just explore, put your explorer hat on. And two, with respect to the child, to your new family, this family of three that you're mentioning, what is something that we can say to him to help him talk to his wife about how it'll be beneficial for his child to explore a new place?
Yeah, I think it is sort of even important for children to explore new environments, new cultures, new food, as you mentioned. Yeah. It is a great experience in life. And it kind of builds them, you know, as a person who can go and do many different things and get them out of their sort of, say, comfort zone, maybe. Yeah. So I think it's a wonderful chance to explore something new.
It's a great opportunity, and I like that. I like that you said it'll give them an opportunity to explore something new, take them out of their comfort zone. It really makes them a citizen of the world to see so many different things, and I think exposure is so key. My children have been to many countries, and you know what? I'd love being able to show them things that they could then connect or relate to other aspects of their life. When I took my children to see, my oldest son in particular, to see Spider-Verse, the new Spider-Man movie, there was a scene where I think Miles Morales was and jumping on, or one of the different Spider-Men was jumping on the Eiffel Tower. And my son goes, "Oh, Mom, the Eiffel Tower. We went to the top of that, remember?" And I was so happy that he could connect those dots. And so I do think that having the opportunity to interact with different cultures also helps you to really understand and cross-cultural communication, which is helpful for many different situations.
Absolutely. And it grows not only children, but also like adults, like, yes. You know, like you learn something new. It's an amazing feeling to me personally when I go to explore some new country or some new city. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I agree. And so I think one of the things that I would want to know from our caller, I love the calls that come in because we kind of get a snapshot of a situation. And sometimes if we had a little bit more information, we'd be able to provide some more insight. I would love to know what in particular is the wife's hesitation for moving somewhere else. I get it. When you've established a community, when you have friends in one location and you're comfortable and you have your routine, it is a lot to kind of be uprooted and go somewhere else. And so I totally get that. I wonder if it has anything to do with the type of work that she does or, you know, whether she part of what she does is, you know, based in that community, can it be replicated somewhere else? I wonder if she's moved a lot and she's finally like, I'm here. I think you said that they've been in this one place for 9 years. And so maybe she's like, this is where I want to be. And so, you know, I'd love to have a little bit more insight into what the hesitations are, because I think we'd be able to provide some more specific ideas for Chris to consider.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You know, after all, we all like to have our own home, what we call home. You settle down and this is where you go after work. This is where you go after you travel. This is your home. This is your base. Can you create this somewhere else? Absolutely, you can. But I think the best thing is that you can always come back, because once you have friends and community, this friends and community will stay here and be there for you whenever you need them.
It's so true. One of the things that I like too is, you know, for me, my family is in Washington, D.C. I live in New York, and my mom is always like, you're so far away. And I'm like, I could be so much farther. I could be in California again. I could be in Japan again. I feel like I can easily hop on a train or a subway or a bus to get to D.C. in 4 hours. And so I think part of it too is understanding a little bit more about the dynamics. Where's her family live? Is that one of the reasons that she's kind of hesitant about the move? But Chris, you have our support. Hannah and I are here to support you. Feel free to call back and give us more insight. We love to know how things are going. We want to know where you're moving to. Maybe we can come visit you guys.
I know, absolutely.
Maybe we can help you out. But it's a great question. I love that you're thinking about it and trying to find ways to have this conversation, because that just shows me that you really care, of course, about your family, because you're thinking about ways to make it more palatable for your wife to consider. And that's just fantastic. And so kudos to you for that.
Absolutely, Chris. It was great hearing this question. And we're really interested what happens.
Yeah, keep us posted. Call us back. Leave some comments on the website. So without further ado, let's play the second message.
You have one message. Hi, I'm Morgan from New Jersey. I recently graduated college with a degree in sociology. Can you provide me with guidance on how to use it in seeking employment?
Ooh, a recent college graduate. Wow, to be a college graduate, like a recent college graduate again.
I know, right?
So what was your degree in from college?
So my degree was political science, and I had the same exact question. Like, what do I do now? I have a political science degree. Do I continue my education? Do I explore first and see what I can do with my degree, or specifically in that field? So I did intern at United Nations and the General Consulate of Georgia, and I got to know, that area pretty well. And it was great experience at United Nations. I have to say I met with many interesting people. And it is so diverse there. I learned so many about their cultures and their philosophies. And that was amazing. But at the end of the day, I kind of diverted towards away from political science. And now I'm in IT field.
Yeah.
So I think the beauty is that you can do whatever you want nowadays. It doesn't matter what your degree is in. If you can find work in that field and you feel comfortable, that's wonderful. But if not, that's not a big deal either. And I think sociology degree, political science degree, it has a little bit more in depth of philosophy, psychology, and such. So you can actually choose different fields, different industries to work with those degrees.
I agree. I think with the political science degree, sociology degree, my degree was in English. And so I think you could do so many things. I love that you said that you started out United Nations General Consulate of Georgia and that you had this path that, and you used the word diverted into IT. And I think it's more just thinking of it as the journey, right? You never really know where the journey is going to lead you. And I know that you're really happy in IT. And so I love hearing that you can take something, your degree in sociology, your degree in political science, my degree in English, and just basically create your own path, and that they are really transferable skills that you can use in various professions. And so that's really excellent, Anna.
Absolutely. And we see actually at Lincoln IT all the time, the resumes come in and people have been doing for years something totally different. And all of a sudden they got passion into IT. So they went, they got like certifications and degrees, and now they're jumping into this industry and they're doing an amazing job.
And that's great. And so IT is definitely a path. And I know that there's so many different things you can do in IT. And that's a great way to combine your skills and your passion.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what I also think, Morgan, too, is I wonder why you majored in sociology. I wonder what you were thinking you wanted to do. Clearly, there was something that attracted you to the major. I'd be curious to know why you chose sociology and what you wanted to do with it. I know people who have a sociology degree that went into social work or into law or into finance or into IT. And so you really chose a great major that helps you in so many ways. And I like what Anna said. It does have roots in so many different things, psychology, et cetera. And so I think it can really prepare you for any profession.
Yes, absolutely. That's what fascinated me actually about political science at school. I just took one class, Intro to Politics, and it was more of a philosophy of politics, you know, the roots. And I was like, oh my God, I love this. And I got a lot of good things out of it.
Yeah.
Actually, I learned a lot and grasped pretty useful things for life out of political science.
So Anna for mayor. How about that? Anna for mayor. So Morgan, there's so many things you can do with your degree in sociology. I'd be curious again to know what your aspirations are. As you probably are aware, some professions require additional, as Anna mentioned before, certifications or additional degrees. And so I'd be curious to know what you like to do. Were you thinking about social work? Were you thinking about IT? Were you thinking about law? There's so many different paths you can take, so many different ways you can kind of walk along this journey. And I'm sure that you will bloom wherever you're planted. And so let us know how you're doing. Let us know why you chose sociology. And please continue to tune in and follow up with us. We always like to hear what our callers are up to and what they've been doing. And hopefully they were able to take some of our insight and put it to good use. And so, Anna, thank you so much for being here today. You were an incredible co-host.
I thank you very much, Damali, for having me here as your co-host. I enjoyed this a lot.
Oh, it's been so fun. For our audience, thank you so much for tuning in. To Morgan and Chris, we really appreciate the calls. Please continue to call in. We really rely on this content to continue to help you and to help others. I am your host, Damali Peterman, and this is Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. Continue to break through and have a wonderful day. Do you have any barriers that we can help you break through? If so, you can leave a brief message at 646-363-6322 or on our interactive blog at www.breakthroughadr.com. Please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at the @BREAKTHROUGH. THROUGH, capital A, capital D, capital R. I'm your host, Damali Peterman, and this is Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. Although I am a lawyer, mediator, and an educator, and many of my co-hosts will represent various professions, we want to be clear that we are not providing legal advice, counseling, or suggestions. Our goal is to provide a roadmap for conflict resolution to generate future conflict resolvers. Continue to break through and have a wonderful day.